Radio Daily for Halfway Day. It's a fantastic day for easing on back and relaxing. It's April 20th, 2016. 'Tis all the geek without the weight. Go ahead, take 3 seconds and make all of your 420 jokes. Good job. Hi there, we're the fantastic folks from geekradiodaily.com. As soon as you did, you might know us from Facebook and Twitter and all those crazy fun places. The guy across from me is the one always realizing new things about the world. That's Saucy.
Never knew being fat and lazy was so rewarding.
So rewarding. I'm the guy who always knows what to say at any moment in any time in life. I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
Party on, dudes.
What happened, yo?
1841, The Murders in the Rue Morgue by Edgar Allan Poe is published by Graham's Magazine.
The first detective story.
Yeah, first detective story.
Thank you, Dupin. 1862, Louis Pasteur and Claude Bernard complete the experiment falsifying the theory of spontaneous generation. Yes, if you throw trash into a corner, mice will happen, but they won't just come out of thin air.
1926, Western Electric and Warner Brothers introduce Vitaphone, a process to add sound to film, and the first to use electronic amplification.
1940, in Philadelphia, RCA publicly demonstrates the first electron microscope ever seen in the United States.
1961, the Federal Communications Commission gave approval of FM stereo broadcasting. However, it will be at least another 5 years before FM stations will grow in popularity.
No static at all. 1964, the first transcontinental picture phone call is made between the Bell System exhibit at the World's Fair in New York City and Disneyland in Anaheim, California.
1967, the NASA lunar lander Surveyor 3 lands on the surface of the moon.
72, Apollo 16 lands on the moon. It's the 10th manned mission. Screw these little surveyors.
1973, Canadian Anik A2 becomes first commercial satellite in orbit.
1994, the NASA Space Shuttle Endeavour lands at the conclusion of a mission chronicled by the Discovery Channel, when they showed stuff like that.
2004, Rockstar Games releases the third-person horror game Manhunt for Windows and Xbox.
That game almost got us the congressional hearings and talk about Night Trap back again. 2007, Life magazine publishes the last issue of its print edition. All the future ones, digital. Birthdays?
Joey Lawrence is 40, that guy who says whoa.
Basically. J.D. Roth is 48 from GamePro TV.
Andy Serkis is 52. He was Gollum, Kong, Caesar, and Planet of the Apes. He's done a lot of really cool stuff.
Crispin Glover is 52 from Back to the Future, the remake of Ben, which was awesome, Charlie's Angels and Hot Tub Time Machine.
Clint Howard is 57, Gentle Ben, Star Trek, lots of low-budget stuff.
Every Ron Howard flick ever made, too. Jared Wynn Davies is 59 from Forever Night and Cube 2 Electric Boogaloo.
Louise Jameson is 65, Leela and Doctor Who, The Five-ish Doctors.
Jessica Lange is 67 from the remake of King Kong, the first remake, from Tootsie, from American Horror Story.
Veronica Cartwright is 67 from the 78 Invasion of the Body Snatchers, Alien Witches of Eastwick, and The Invasion.
Michael Brandon is 71, that would be Senator Brandt in Captain America.
Ryan O'Neill is 75, Barry Lyndon, Partners, and he's on Malibu's Most Wanted. Was he the dad?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's dead.
George Takei is 79. He's Mr. Sulu. And I'm not going to say, oh my. I'm not.
Ilana Verdugo is 90. Lilanka in House of Frankenstein.
Leslie Phillips is 92. The Thief of Baghdad. Lara Croft Tomb Raider. The voice of the Sorting Hat in Harry Potter.
1836, Eli Whitney Blake Jr., cotton gin inventor.
1889, Adolf Hitler, a painter.
Is that a different Adolf Hitler?
No. No, it's not.
Painter of what?
There's a movie called Max starring John Cusack. Adolf Hitler might have become an artist.
1893, Harold Lloyd did crazy stunts in the name of comedy.
And I'm going to go ahead and tease some TV pages just all day today. Harold Lloyd stuff is on, so watch it. It's amazing. 1904, Bruce Cabot from the 1936 Last of the Mohicans, Green Berets, Diamonds Are Forever.
1914, Betty Lou Gerson, voice of Cruella DeVille.
1940, James Gammon, Bud in Major League, Marv in The Iron Giant. He's one of those guys. You've seen him in a ton of stuff. Maybe something that's on tonight.
Tonight on ABC, new episodes of Nashville and a bunch of reruns of shows.
Yeah, whatever. CBS News, Survivor, Criminal Minds, Criminal Minds Beyond Borders.
Tonight on NBC, new episode of Heartbeat.
On Fox, it's a new Rosewood and a new Empire.
Reruns of Arrow and Supernatural on the CW.
On Freeform, it's the 1998 version of The Parent Trap, so Jamie Lee Curtis.
60 Days In on A&E.
Yeah, that stupid thing. Comedy Central, it's a new Broad City and Time Traveling Bong.
Jurassic Park twice in a row on AMC. Maybe more, who knows?
You really have to see it. FX with a new episode of The Americans.
Tonight on CMT, Groundhog Day.
You were just astounded by that. FXX will be showing Bad Grandpas. They probably will several times over the next few weeks.
New Survivor Men Wild Instincts on Discovery Channel.
FXN will be showing After Earth. That's the Smith movie with father and son.
X-Men Days of Future Past on HBO.
IFC will be showing the incredibly wonderful Simon Pegg film Shaun of the Dead.
Interesting. Southern Justice, new episode on National Geographic.
BBC America will be showing Dr. No.
Tonight on Showtime, Killing Season.
Sundance, it's a new episode of Last Panthers. Hurry before they're gone.
Ricky and the Flash on Stars.
Ricky and Turner Classic Movies, Harold Lloyd's World of Comedy, a collection of a bunch of clips from his movies.
New Expedition Unknown on Travel Channel.
New Carbonara Effect on True TV.
The Grateful Dead movie on VH1.
But we're going to be watching The Chiller Network because a brother and sister battle a witch who uses a special blend of marijuana to lure teenagers into her home. Molly Quinn and Laura Flynn Boyle star in Hansel and Gretel Get Baked.
No blasted lettuce today!
Of course not. People are using those papers for other things, and that's to make flyers to tell people to become active in their communities and make it a better place. If you'd like to drop us a note explaining how we can do that, by all means, send a note to podcast@geekradiodaily.com. I think I covered that easy. No one knew what I was talking about.
As a young boy in Marshalline, Missouri, Walt Disney played Peter Pan in one of his favorite stories in a school play. He used to say in Disneyland, an adult is just a grown-up child. Well, here at the Neverland Podcast, we'll talk about heroes like Spider-Man, He-Man, and others that taught us how to do what's right because right makes might. We're like Saturday mornings all in one podcast. Join us every week to go to Disney and beyond at NeverlandPodcast.com.
Hi, this is George Takei. I love listening to the Geek Label Podcast, and you will too. I'm getting paid for this, right? Run, run, run! Well.
All right, so you're listening to Geek Radio Daily, but for all intents and purposes, yeah, Geek Label. And he didn't do a drop for this show, but for the other one, so what are you going to do?
Actually, I'm looking for a Batman number 14.
That's a very serious book, man.
Indeed. So lots of things are at your comic book shop today, including...
From Boom Studios, Adventure Time, Ice King number 4, Bee and Puppy Cat number 11, Big Trouble in Little China number 23, Jonesy number 3, Joyride number 1, Lumberjanes 25, Particle and Travon's Turncoat number 2, and Welcome Back number 7.
Dark Horse Comics, BPRD, Hell on Earth, number 140, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, season 10, number 26, Plants vs. Zombies at 10, okay, and Tomb Raider 2, number 3.
From Danger Zone, Gingerbread Man, number 3, Kingdom Bum, volume 1, Puppet Master, 14, and Zombie Tramp, number 22.
DC Comics, Action Comics, 51, Aquaman's at 51, Astro City at 34, Doctor Fate made it to 11, The Flash has 50 issues, Harley's Little Black Book, number 3. I'm on page 2. Injustice Gods Among Us, year 5, number 8. Legends of Tomorrow, 2. Lucifer's at 5. Martian Manhunter at 11. Poison Ivy Cycle of Life and Death, number 4. Red Thorns at 6. Robinson of Batman, 11. Superman American Alien, Stay Away From Me at 6. Superman Lois and Clark at 7. Titans Hunt, Almost Done at 7. And Wonder Woman, 51.
From Dynamite Entertainment, Bob's Burgers, number 10. DJ Thoris, number 6. Gold Key Alliance, number 1. Grumpy Cat and Pokey, number 4. James Bond, number 6. Jim Butcher's The Dresden Files Wildcard, number 1. Precinct, number 5. Shaft, Imitation of Life, number 3.
Damn
and
right.
Twilight Zone, The Shadow, number 1.
IDW Publishing, Back to the Futures at 7. Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency, A Spoon Too Short, 3 of 5. Dungeons & Dragons, number 1. Godzilla Oblivion, number 2 of 5. Jim and the Holograms at 14. Star Trek Manifest Destiny, number 1. And also available in a Klingon language edition. Star Trek Starfleet Academy wraps up its 5 issues.
From Image Comics, Aloha Hawaiian Dick, number 1, Chew Demon Chicken Pollo, number 1, Cry Havoc, number 4, East of West, number 25, From Under Mountains, number 6, Huck, number 6, Invincible, number 127, Lazarus Sourcebook, number 1, Mirror, number 3, Savage Dragon, 213, and Snowfall, number 3.
For Marvel Comics, all new Hawkeye number 6, Astonishing Ant-Man's at 7, Captain America Road to War number 1, Captain America Sam Wilson's at 8, Captain Marvel's at 4, Dark Tower Drawing of the 3, Bitter Medicine kicks off 5, Deadpool's at 10, Deadpool and the Mercs for Money 3, Extraordinary X-Men number 8, Howard the Duck number 6, Mighty Thor number 6, Obi-Wan and Anakin 4, 5, Power Man and Iron Fist number 3, Spider-Man Deadpool at 4, and Totally Awesome Hulk at number 5. So get out there and buy some comics. There's a lot of them today.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. I have no idea exactly what we're going to get from this, but Sam Raimi and Jackie Chan have teamed up to create a joint venture film company in China called Allegory Films. Which is weird. That means that Sam Raimi, who is a modern-day Three Stooges-esque type of gentleman who also makes some very interesting, poignant, moving stories, has teamed up with Jackie Chan to make a film company. God knows what they'll make. Who knows what they'll produce? Will it get over here to the States? Better yet, will Sam Raimi direct a movie that stars Jackie Chan? I can't wait, because that's a Rush Hour sequel that I would actually bother watching.
So Harvard has created a robot that helps children learn how to code, and they can also play with it. It is Root. It's a hexagonal Roomba-looking thing, and Root is sort of like a turtle robot. It's been updated for the 21st century. Root is equipped with an array of sensors, a bump guard, very much like the one on robotic vacuums. I think they're really, really stuck on the Roomba aspect of this. I'm pretty sure it doesn't Roomba. It's designed to run around a magnetic whiteboard, and the kids can program routines for it by drawing steps out with dry erase markers. So it's just a little opening into, like, you can do this. But really, they're just drawing on a board and the robot's mimicking what they drew.
For now. Yeah. Until it writes, I want to kill John Connor.
Right.
German anatomist Karl Gregenbauer proposed that human limbs evolve from the same structures as the gill arch of cartilaginous fish in 1878. That theory was rejected due to lack of fossil evidence. But Dr. Andrew Gillis from the University of Cambridge's Department of Zoology and the Marine Biological Laboratory has found genetic evidence that supports that theory in a report published in the journal Development. They compared the genetic mechanism of embryonic development that produces the development of gill arches in skates and the development of human limbs. The common factor was the activity of sonic hedgehog gene. Swear to God. The same gene that controls the process of development that exists in the formation of human limbs and the development of gill arches in skates and animals like sharks. So your limbs are a direct result of sharks. That's why when you slap somebody, it's so vicious.
Skyrim is my favorite game. We all know this.
Yep.
I love Skyrim. It has a massive open world, and there are countless things for players to explore. There are missions probably that I haven't even found yet. I hope.
Probably.
I hope.
Just go play again.
Well, soon, maybe.
Then you'll find it.
Who knows this weekend? Hey. But the towns are kind of on the skimpy side. Anybody can admit to that. A fan has created a new mod for Skyrim called Holds, the City Overhaul. Some of Skyrim's most notable settlements have been given a drastic overhaul that has enlarged and expanded them to a point where they are essentially brand new areas. The mod took creator Galindel over 3 years to develop. He started in 2012. He dedicated at least 2 hours of each day to working on it. The modder does advise everyone to start a brand new game after installing it. Holds is a whopping 4 gigs and could cause unforeseen glitches and bugs with the game saves from existing playthroughs that now have to take all of the altered locations into account. It is best to avoid that altogether just by starting from scratch.
That's the safest way to do it.
If it wasn't 4 gigs, I might. I don't know.
Utah's Department of Alcoholic Beverage Control has filed a complaint against Broovies after 3 undercover state officers attended a screening of Deadpool back in February. Broovies is a movie theater that only people 21 years of age and older can go to because they serve alcohol. But investigators cited a state obscenity law generally used to regulate alcohol and nudity at strip clubs, But it also says that any film with sex acts or simulated sex acts, full frontal nudity, or the caressing of breasts and buttocks cannot have alcohol served there. An attorney for Broovy said that the law violates free speech and is so broadly written, the full frontal nudity part, that even a movie that would feature Michelangelo's statue David, the nude sculpture, means that they could take away the liquor license of a place that showed a movie that showed a statue the way that law is written. Basically, if it's 21 years of age or older, what the hell does it matter? Everybody loves Deadpool. Deal with it. Just deal. GRD's Legend of the Creative Commons Attribution Not Commercial Non-Commercial Non-Commercial 3.0 License.
There are some simulated sex scenes in Deadpool.
Oh, Women's Day, let me tell you. Drop by the website at geekradiodaily.com. Come pick up the app. It's a fun thing to have, and you'll feel better about having it as well. Drop us a note, won't you please, at geekradiodaily.com. And yeah, the Friday thing. Thanks, Ted. Fix that. That was crazy. And PRS, thanks for checking things out as well. We'll catch you when we do. That made sense.
I have no patience for useless things.
You are all weirdos.
Scat. Skedaddle. Adios. Arrivederci. Ciao. Aloha. Fuck off.
Hurry up and close. I'm in the mood.
Well, folks, I am out of here.
You see, it was the summer before ninth grade. Me, Brian, Kenny, Scarface, and of course, the lovable old James. Oh, hold on. Wait a minute. Old James. Old James wasn't there. I don't even know nobody named Old James. Shoot. Oh.
Why didn't you light it up there, brother?
Here goes nothing.
I don't remember graduating, and my first sexual experience, I don't remember that either. But man, I will never, ever forget the first time I smoked that sweet, sweet Chiba.
Feel anything?
Yeah, I feel my chest caving in.
Man, this stuff didn't even work. Come on, let's just go get some candy and get out of here, B.
You know, I've heard people say they don't get high the first time they smoke. Not me. Oh, not us. We were really, really high. We was told